you know, In the Heights shows just a caring, loving, very emotional film here. And I would say, who's not a musical fan, you need to watch this right now, guys. And we're about to tell you why. You ready for this, Angela? You ready for this review?
Yeah.
Let's get right to it, guys. Hope y'all ready for this, because we're going to tell you exactly why. Tape marker, In the Heights review, guys. Let's get right to it. What's going on, Alamo City Muay Talk fans? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan 680.
I'm Angela at Cali
End. And this is Alamo City Movie Talk. Movie Talk for movie fans, guys. You bring the movie world right into your ears, devices. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Let's get right to it, man. What a musical this film was. Wow. Emotional. I mean, just...
I cried.
I was tearing up for certain scenes. And we'll talk about, this is non-spoilers. We're not going to mention anything major, anything like that. But, you know, I would say... I asked Angela, I said, you know, going into this film, I was all like, is it 100% musical? And I guess that's not really a spoiler. I would say probably like 95%
is
musical.
So yeah. I've never seen the Broadway production of this. I would love to one day if they ever bring it back. So going into this, all I did was religiously listen to the soundtrack for several months beforehand. Yeah. So I could only gather context from what's going on in the songs. So I wasn't so certain if it was like all musical all the time or if there was dialogue. I assumed there was dialogue from snippets of the trailer.
But we can confirm, like, it's pretty much, I would say 95%. If you want to get technical, it's probably 90% if you're good.
Most of it's songs.
Majority of this film, it's not like The Greatest Showman where we got more dialogue in The Greatest Showman and all that. But again, totally different atmosphere, totally different feel. This movie, it's just really heartwarming. This is one of those movies that I'm just like, I feel it. Like, it's just, I feel that emotional aspect. I have that emotional feeling there. It's one of those movies to where, like, you can recognize it feels home. It feels about community. It's about loving. It's about united. It's about the whole community coming together from different countries too.
It's just focusing on, like, you know,
Latinos and Latinas and
definitely Latina culture, as well as family, friends, just growing up in a neighborhood. Like you said, it feels special to you. It's so familiar, like home. So I really like that aspect. It really focused on that, and it was beautifully done. Like,
yes,
100% everything, not just from the music, because it is a little bit different than the original Broadway, which I like. I really like how they mixed it up a little bit. But also, like, the sets, the scenes,
different scenes, so the many different
cinematography
sets.
It's so beautifully done. And I remember watching a couple interviews with Lin-Manuel Miranda, and they were talking about how the film was going to be different than the movie was going to be different than the Broadway. And I really didn't think about it at first, but he had mentioned in his interview talking with the director that the director, John M. Chu, wanted to push the boundaries of what can we do that's different than on stage?
Exactly.
And they had, like, the pool scene, which we see in the trailers.
Yeah.
That they had this great pool.
That was awesome.
That they utilized dancing off the side of a building on the fire escape.
There's a lot.
Also in the trailer. Yeah, it was trailer. Great. And I never thought about it that way. Yeah. But the way they do, like, the angles like that and this, the song choices on there, it was beautiful.
It really elevates the Broadway to a whole new level, because it just, I mean, again, there's only so much you can do in a Broadway stage, you know, with sets and all that, because things come in and out. And for this movie to really upscale that value, it just really, I mean, obviously there's different stories here. We know that for a fact. There's different from the Broadway musical storyline a little bit. But I did love it because this is a movie. I like how they changed it. I love how they changed it because this is a 2-hour-and-23-minute film. And that was the one thing I was hesitant on. I was all like, is this going to be all musical? Because I can't do this. Like, I really can't.
So, again.
Totally wrong. It's I could do this. I proved myself wrong saying, hey, I can't do it. But in reality, you did it. I did it. We did it. We survived this 2-hour film of 100% musical. And yes, that was my only doubt in this movie. That was it. My only doubt, because the trailer was great. I loved all the trailers. It was getting you hyped up, getting you pumped up for this movie. Yeah, you come out rapping, you know, and the music was just phenomenal. I'm going to go back and say there's a few songs that I do love. in this, and I was listening to it all day today as well. Like I,
oh,
I,
like yeah. I have been for yeah. like 6 months. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's some certain you know songs that I really did love in this one.
I gotta say, for me, yeah. my favorites are probably gonna be from the trailers, the 96,000.
And this is coming from the movie side.
Probably the 96,000, which is the pool yeah. scene.
Yeah.
And then also the Carnaval de Barrio. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Excuse my accent.
Carnaval de Barrio. Yeah.
So that one, I love that one, mm-hmm. especially because it's just talking about all like these yeah. different Latina communities coming yes. together.
I love it.
Talking about like just being so proud from where you come from.
You recognized and a lot of
family.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of these sceneries you recognize, and I've seen it even to you know growing up. You know, this is one of those movies where like you can relate on a personal level. We can relate on a personal level. The first film for me that I could relate so much to where your influences, your growing up, different cultures and all that, different Latin, Latino, Hispanic cultures. And I love that so much about it. And it really shows the whole, In the Heights. It just shows it all, you know, it shows what from different, totally different countries that you can totally mix them up in reality. You really can. And yet
they come
totally
together.
Yeah, they come together.
Everyone comes together.
What
and
do you know?
It
they
also,
come united.
And I,
what do you know?
I also really like how yeah. that song itself, too. It's
yes.
supposed to be taking yeah. a negative and turning into a positive.
Yeah, because you got, I mean, we can name the different countries, but it's going to, it has even, you know, Mexico, Puerto Ricans.
Dominicans.
I mean, it has, I mean, yeah. It sheds a lot of light on that diversity. And I love that about it because this is what I think this is the perfect, you know, came at the perfect time, especially right now what we're going through. Just we really need this type of film because it brings all community together and it brings everyone, you know, together, loving, caring, very emotional aspect in this film. And I love every bit of it because it just shows us that from people from different countries can work together in this country right here. That's what I'm saying. Grace, yeah. But going back into this film, I just, wow, like,
so what would you
Alabanza is one of my emotional scenes that I really did love.
I know you would.
I love that. I mean, that was great. The one beat song that I really did love, because I have the song list right here. The one beat song, When You're Home, which is with Benny and Nina, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm totally wrong, guys. I do apologize. I know everyone's going to hate on me if I say these
no,
songs.
It's, yeah, it's,
but yeah,
it's,
I think it's,
yeah,
Benny and Nina.
It's Benny and Nina.
And then... And then I love, I think you said it already. The
Carnival.
Yeah. The Carnival. So I love that one so much. The Balia, and that one was great. It was funny, man. Cause I just, a lot of these sayings and a lot of these, yelling at you, so to speak, I grew up in that, like, you think it's hot? This is hot. Like, wait till summer. Like, it just, we were in Texas, guys. So, you think 90 degrees? No, we're in over 100 degrees.
Yeah. Like,
and that's why I thought it was kind of funny because, like, she, in the movie, I mean, if you've seen the musical, it's not really a spoiler, but like, in the stylist, the hair stylist.
She's like, when are Latin people afraid of heat?
Why y'all afraid of heat? Back in Puerto Rico, it didn't even snow in Puerto Rico. Like, dude, like, exactly. Like, it just, you know, it's just one of those things to where it just, because it doesn't snow in San Antonio. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're south of Texas. It doesn't snow until recently, obviously, but
one
just,
time in
yeah,
February.
One time,
and
one
before
time.
That, maybe once in the 80s.
Yeah. But 80s or 90s, but yeah, it's been a while. Let's just say we're long overdue. It's just one of those situations to where, like, it was just very genuine. It felt very heartwarming. It's very heartful.
It's,
you know,
it's humorous.
Yes, it's very humorous. I was laughing. Oh, and then the other song that I did love that was so great that I was just laughing the whole entire time. No Me Digas.
No me digas.
I'm sorry. Oh my
yeah,
God.
It's
no
where
they're
doing the cheese
God.
Mitt
that
in the
so,
salon.
Dude, that, I love that scene. Like, dude, that scene is so funny. Like, the girls, it's just because
that's what we
because that's reality, that's man. Reality. And I love it because, you know, it just, it, you know, it's gossip. It just, it's like reality TV show all over again. It's funny. I love it. I love every bit of it. But again, if you're not a fan of musicals, I guarantee you to give this a chance. If you go in 30 minutes, give it at least 30 minutes, guys, because again, it throws songs at you. Because I got that in the very beginning. I was all like, man, throwing a song
after
song
and a lot of characters.
But it gets you to carry about this character, about all these characters. It gets you to finish, like, what happened to this story? What happens to this, you know, to all these different types of characters? And also, we do see a lot of character development here, which I did love, because we did, they did shed a lot of
light. I feel like every character kind of goes through this development. Yes. Like, every major character that we see. Yeah. I know there's a lot of supporting ones. Yeah.
And we'll talk about, because there is a few negatives I did not like about this movie. We'll talk about that. I guess, you know what? Let's go ahead and talk about it real quick. So the one thing that I did not like was the closure. There was no closure on certain characters. And yeah, we're not going to spoil it.
You guys will know. Somewhat of an idea, but you don't know for sure.
It doesn't really get a closure. And we'll mention, we'll say the word immigration. It's just, you really don't get a closure on certain situations of these characters. And you're just, I was mad because I was like, dude, really? You're not going to give us closure? Like, I care about these characters throughout this movie. And you don't give us closure. Again, this is coming from the movie side. Maybe in the Broadway side, it's totally, you know, because they I'm not going to mention it, but there's certain situations that kind of change the film. If it were to happen from the Broadway to the film, so it would change the whole film itself.
What he's talking about, if it revolves around this one character, Ronan Immigration, if it's in the Broadway play, let us know what happens. It could totally be, like you say, change for the film, because there were changes that I noticed.
Yes. Yeah.
Not just song choice. I think they cut out some songs too. Yeah, they took out some songs, but they changed, like, I know for sure one song, they changed the lyrics a little bit. I don't know if they probably changed it for the film. Mm. So I agree with you on the closure. They kind of explain it, but don't.
Yeah.
So I would really like to have known how that character, if they had a happy ending.
Yeah. For sure.
There's a couple other characters I'm just like, no, I wanted to see go a little bit more through.
Yeah.
Tie up a little bit more loose ends. Overall, it's a happy ending. Everyone is, you know,
I love it
going on with their lives, and they're doing great.
I love that. Yeah. Was this a film that we deserved? Angela, I'll say yes. 100% yes. I'm gonna get the steelbook of this because I want it so bad already. I want to listen to it nonstop.
I would tell him I would listen to the soundtrack.
She was convincing me, and I was all like,
I was telling him, you need to listen to this.
I was like, oh, making these faces. Like,
as soon as the trailer came out, a year ago, I was like, you need to see this. He's like, musicals. I can't do it.
Nah. Well, no. It's not that I don't like musicals, because I love Greatest Showman. It's just, it's just like, I don't know. If it's 100% musical, because I can't get into 100% musical. It was good. It just, I wouldn't buy it. Like, again, but going back into this film, I don't know. I just say Lin-Manuel, like, help us get closure.
He is so talented. You know, he's done this. He's done Hamilton. I know he wrote songs for Moana.
Now that this is done, Disney needs to make a Hamilton movie. But I don't know. It's too long, though. That one's way too long. We're going to have that intermission. That's going to be a four-hour Hamilton.
Like a play. You see, it's like three or four hours.
Right. Intermission. All right, let's go to ratings. 1 out of 10, 10 being the highest. I'm just going to give this rating.
9.
9. Okay, I'm going to give it a 9 as well. I'll probably give it a 9.4. Almost halfway there. Almost halfway to a 10. Just because there's a lot of emotional aspects in this film that I did love about it. That's really genuine. It's really loving and just very thoughtful. And again, I'm a sucker for romance. I'm a sucker for chick flicks. Because this is does have romance in here. And I love it, man. I love it when the girls sing. I love Vanessa sings.
The exact opposite. I do not like romance.
Yeah.
But I didn't mind it because I feel like there were so many other stories besides the romance. There's just so much more development with the characters and so much more that they want to do, what's going on in their lives. True. It's not just focusing on a love story. So I liked that aspect. Mm. I didn't mind the romance. Yeah. I'm not into chick flicks that much. Yeah. Certain ones, not all of them. Gotcha. But I thoroughly enjoyed this. Yeah, I really am not.
All right. So would you recommend this one? Obviously, we already recommended it. I mean, we've been recommending since the beginning of this review, guys. So if you haven't already, hit the comments down below. Give us a thumbs up. You like our review, guys. Hit that subscribe button if you have not already. And thank you guys for watching. And thank you for making us a part of your day. Any other final thoughts, Angela? Because we're buying the steelbook of this. I mean, any final thoughts?
Just give it a try.
Yeah, just give it a try. All right. Remember, if you're not a musical person, just watch it. All right, guys. Thank you for making this a part of your day. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D. You can learn Ryan680.
I'm Angela at That Callity Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk. Movie Talk for movie fans, guys. Thank you and have a wonderful day / weekend. Whatever time of day or night you're watching this video, thank you for watching, guys. Have a good one. Peace.